Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone back to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here, continuing series with Barbara Hardy, author extraordinaire and someone who is in touch with a higher self, and we appreciate all of the wisdom that comes along with that. AngelConnections.com is where you can get her. Frank McKay here with the wonderful spiritual leader and author and everything else that comes along. Barbara Hardy, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Well, we were talking, you know, on air and off air about, you know, about experiences, and you brought up fake news. And I gave you an example of where I was asked to participate, basically, in fake news. And the reason that they do fake news is, you know, not only to attack people who they don't like, and certainly President Trump falls into that category, and he brings a lot of this on himself. I mean, let's face
right.
it. Even folks out there that love him or whatever, you got to admit, he brings this on himself. But it doesn't matter at this point. The news is its own entity, and in many ways is something that you really have to be careful how much you watch and how much your children watch, because if you're taking it as law, as you're taking it as coming down from the gods, it is not. It's coming back from some producer, and it's coming back from the bottom line of making money and ratings that come along with advertising revenue. The media is very, very difficult to trust. And if you're not skeptical of the media, you really have to have your head examined. I mean, true or false, Barbara Hardy?
True, absolutely true. And I feel that that's part of Donald Trump's sole contract is to bring up the fake news. That's one thing. Now, I don't know if he'll bring up the banking industry, but according to astrology, and I'm not an astrologer, I'm not into it, but, you know, I have gotten some emails from astrologers that, because of the different positionings of the planet, that the news was hit first with the fake news. And this year, 2018, the banking industry is going to come into light and all the corruption that's going on behind the scenes with the banking industry. And I'm waiting for that to happen, because it's highway robbery what yep. they do to us. But I have to wait for that to happen on a spiritual level.
Yeah, you mentioned the banking industry, and often you have, along with that banking industry, the credit card industry, and
oh, yes.
in some ways, and I heard somebody once say, and you know, I didn't agree or disagree, but it was hard to argue in favor of them, but they said if there's a Satan walking the earth at this point, it's got Visa and MasterCard written on it, and it's made of plastic, you know, and I thought, boy, that's, you know, that's well put. In so many ways, because that is where they get you, and the banks end up owning you, and they end up owning the homes that you that you're there. I wanted to pay off my mortgage so badly, and we did, and my wife and I paid it off like 4 years ago. But every cent, that extra cent that we got, you know, from anything, we would put into paying off the mortgage. We just didn't want anything to do with the banks. I don't trust banks. I never have. And I know you need them. But again, if we're not skeptical of banks, we should have our heads examined.
Exactly. And when I saw the advertisement for a reverse mortgage, my son said to me, well, hey, why don't you check into that? And I said, I don't have to check into it. I got a really uneasy feeling with that. And I still haven't looked into it, but I just feel as though if the government is supporting it, there's something in it for them and not for us.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's like, you know, what is wrong with this picture? You know, what is, you know, when was the last time the bank said, I'm going to do something good for you and we're not going to make a cent off of it? It's just not there. I mean, it's the government. I know business is business, and I'm a capitalist. I mean, I get it, and people should be paid for their wares. But when people, in 2008, and you had John McCain and Barack Obama both agreeing on doing the bank bailout. And I don't know if you remember what we did, but the American people took billions and billions and billions of dollars added to the national debt and bailed out the big banks. And do you know what the banks did, Barbara? They didn't.
They partied.
They partied. They gave themselves bonuses. They gave them. And by the way, shamelessly, it wasn't. They didn't apologize for it. It was like, well, we needed raises. But what was that all about? I mean, the two senators running against each other, they both were well-funded by the banking industry, and not a single one of them took on the industry. I wonder what would have happened if John McCain, who I know and I consider a friend, but again, he sold out. There, no question about it. He sold out. What if he would have said, you know what? I think we should take all of this money and not give a cent of it to the bank, so because we know they're just going to pay themselves off and do whatever. But what if we gave it back to the homeowner and somehow figured out a formula that we're going to give everybody, I don't know, you know, $50,000 each, but you're going to have to spend it to kick up the economy. You're going to have to spend it, and you're going to have to get out of debt, get out of your credit card debt and cut them up and pay off your mortgages if you can. But we're going to give every homeowner $50,000. I think it would have equaled. I think it would have come close to what we did with bailing out the banks. You know why you didn't say it? Because in some ways, the banks own these politicians. They really do.
Exactly. And, you know, the reason why a lot of corporations are able to deal in fraudulent type activity and get away with it is because if you go to court, you can't win against them. I've had a couple of experiences, and I haven't gone to court because I knew ahead of time, like I'd said, don't even try. You're not going to win. So, but the thing is, they put something in a contract, sign it, and then they don't follow through with their end of the contract, and they know if they go to court, they're going to win.
Yeah.
So I just have to dismiss it. I can't hold it in as a negative. I have to let it go, forgive them for their sins.
Yeah.
But what I do in situations like that is I just reach up to God again. I'm a big God person.
Yeah.
But I just say, okay, this is an experience I had. Was there a lesson there for me to learn from it? And if so, please help me to discover that. If not, if these people are operating fraudulently and it's okay in your eyes, then just let it go. But if action needs to be taken, I'm going to put it in your hands and trust that you do whatever is necessary. And then I let it go. And that's you know, I feel better by giving it to God.
AngelConnections.com is where everyone should go. And not if you're driving, but if you can, go there and check out Barbara Hardy. Wonderful. Just a wonderful person, but a wonderful author and spiritual leader. And you will be very impressed the more you read and the more you hear about this wonderful lady. Frank McKay here with author, spiritual leader, Barbara Hardy is, again, our guest. And we're doing a series on so many things and angels and the higher power that Barbara is experiencing and giving herself up to and passing it on. And just a wonderful situation. You mentioned the court system, and again, I don't want, and stop me if I sound too radicalized or too distrusting, but here's something that the great Mark Twain once said. He said that a judge is just a lawyer who has a friend who's a politician. Now, that was in 1870 that he said that. It's more true now. I'm involved in politics. I make judges. I mean, that's what I do. I mean, I know it from the inside out. I mean, I understand the process. And hopefully, I'm helping to make good judges, you know, people that are independent and whatever. Hopefully, we're doing that, and we hope that's the case. But here's something you said. You said about bringing a lawsuit and that you never brought it because you know it's all set up. Let's think about it for a moment. And If you were to bring a lawsuit, first of all, hiring a lawyer is so expensive. So you're going to hire a lawyer, and they're going to get rich off of the process. And their adversary, their buddy, who they're probably going drinking with after the case, they're getting rich as well, whoever he or she is. And they're in cahoots. And you know who they're in front of? They're in front of a judge. You know what the judge is? The judge is a lawyer. The judge is a lawyer. The senators and congressional members, you know what most of them are? The majority of them are, for the most part, are lawyers. So they're writing laws that we need lawyers to understand. They won't write it in regular language. They'll throw Latin in there. Why would anybody throw Latin in something that the average person who's never even looked at Latin, that's never heard of Latin, why would they throw Latin in there? So I mean, you know why? Because they want to give their friends, the lawyers who studied this and studied the legalese, they want to give their friends work. They're taking care of each other. So there's a process called pro se. So you can go or I can go and we could take our own lawsuit where we pay, here in New York, you'll pay $250 for what you call an order to show cause. And we can go and we could sue somebody. But guess what? You're suing a corporation that is empowering and engaging lawyers. So the thing is, the corporation is influenced by lawyers. And again, I'm not anti-lawyer. I've got friends who are lawyers. But
yeah,
I'll say it again. If you're going into this world trusting lawyers with your lives, or trusting corporations and banks and all these, you have to have your head examined. Barbara Hardy, once again, is here, angelconnections.com. Barbara, spiritual leader and author. Barbara, your thoughts on this? And again, I'm sorry to go on a rant here, but I mean, it's am I off track? Am I completely off track, a little off track? What's your thoughts on what I'm saying?
No, you're absolutely right, but I want to make it clear that not all lawyers and all judges are bad. It's
yes,
the ones
absolutely.
Who are dealing with the court, the you know, the higher level courts. I feel as though they're given guidance as to what judgment they make by the higher powers. And it's just that I can't wait. I know, I don't know if I'm going to live long enough or not, but I can't wait till, if it's not Donald Trump, that someone comes forward and gives us our power back. I do see sometimes on some of the news sections where people in other countries and even this country, they're protesting certain things, and they are, you know, they're speaking up. And that's something that Jesus, all the years that I've been dealing with him, he keeps telling me that humanity has to speak up when they see a wrong and they don't like it. Instead of a violence, you know, an outbreak of violence to show that they're unhappy with it, they need to band together and speak up as a group, because one individual speaking up really doesn't get any attention. They get pushed under the carpet, whereas if we group together and we do it on a calm basis, just letting them know. It's just like, I would like to let somebody know, you know what, why are you spending all this time on Russia and having something to do with Trump getting in as president, when you know that they've got to know there's nothing to it?
Yeah.
I consider those ruling our government are intelligent people, but when I see them on the news with the fake stuff, I'm thinking, well, where's the intelligence here? They've got to know. I can't be the only one that gets like an intuition feeling. I got it straight from the horse's mouth, but just intuition. That's where our intuition comes from. It's from our higher self. We get this gut feeling about something, that something's wrong, instead of listening to what everybody's telling us. We have the power to know for ourselves. But when I see all this fighting going on with the congressmen and the senators, and I don't know, there's a speculation that if in the November elections, if the Democrats take control, that they will see to it that Trump is impeached, because that is their main issue. That's their whole thing. This is why negative news about him. Instead of looking at any good that he has done, I've got a big chunk in my 401k. When I got my statement for year end, there was a huge chunk of increase, and I didn't see that with Obama.
Yeah.
And I'm a registered Democrat only because my father was a Democrat, and he said, the Democrats are for the working people. They're going to look out for us. And guess what? I'm not seeing that now in my adult years, but I just can't see all the time and effort that's spent on something that is not real.
Yeah, you're so right about fake news and what is driving them. And you said, well, they should have the intelligence. I'll use another I word. It's integrity, right? They either are lacking intelligence when they just pass along fake news, or if they just go along with something because it's on party lines. It's either lack of intelligence or a lack of integrity. And the lack of integrity would tell me that they know something is good for the people, for the American people, for the taxpayers, for the voters and everything else. But because it doesn't fit their agenda, they're let's say in this case, the Democrats, their agenda, they're going to vote for it just because it's a party line. It's an understanding that if this is good for Trump, it's bad for us. How about looking at it individually? Is this good for the people? Is
exactly
what, you know, and is it, and is it not? But your thoughts.
Well, I that's it. But what, again, I'm being told by Jesus and the higher powers, the archangels, is that we humanity, the citizens of U.S. and also citizens of other countries, but basically the U.S., we gave them our power, and it was through the fear factor. Because when we didn't do what they wanted us to do, there's horror stories to be told that went on behind the scenes. It didn't make the news. And so now this is why we have to play our part and get our power back by supporting someone who is helping us to do just that. Because he's wealthy, I think a lot of the people that are in the middle class category, they feel that, you know, because he's wealthy, he's only going to look out and make sure that the wealthy are wealthy. And I'm not seeing that, and I'm not being told that by my guidance. So I don't know. I'm just waiting for things to change, but I know that we have to do it. And right now, the only thing, the power that I have is to reach up and put prayer out for God to help. But more of us who are asking for God, whether it be the Democrats or the Republicans, it doesn't matter to me. As long as we are treated fairly, for quite a few years, hundreds of years, they've been keeping us in poverty and in sickness. So there's no way you're going to bail yourself out of those situations if that's what their goal is, to keep us into that frame.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. And again, not a bad place to go, a higher power. See, now, again, Barbara Hardy is our very special guest, and you're catching us in the middle of a series, and I think a very important series on angels and spirit and everything that comes along. And Barbara Hardy is someone who has experienced that and has written about it many times. It's six books, right? Is it six books that you have?
That's my contract, but I've only written three. I'm working on my fourth. So,
okay, I got you. So you're heading towards that, and again, Barbara Hardy is a spiritual leader and an author that has to be recognized. Frank McKay here with Barbara Hardy. A couple minutes left here, and what you're talking about, and who you're talking to, is it's humbling. You're not saying you have all the answers.
Yeah, I don't. As a matter of fact, I'm the least politician you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never gotten into politics. I wouldn't even watch it on TV to win the election to see who was going to win. It didn't matter to me. It wasn't till I wrote this darkness book and I saw all that's going on behind the scenes, and Jesus said that we, the people, have to stand up, and when we don't like something, or we know that it's wrong, or we're being abused or taken advantage of, we need to speak up. And this was my way of speaking up. Again, I didn't write it on my own. I channeled it from Jesus and some of the other higher level light beings. So it's their words coming out through my hand.
Well, it's great. And again, it's not, I always say this about Napoleon Hill. He's a self-help author who wrote Think and Grow Rich and a whole bunch of great things way back when. He wasn't reporting back. And by the way, he believed in a higher power, and in so many ways, he talked about that. But you know, the comparison I'm going to make is that he interviewed 500 of the richest, most successful men in the world at that point, and he reported back what they said. In some ways, Barbara Hardy, our very special guest in this wonderful series, is doing the same thing, but you're not interviewing men. You're getting guidance from spirit and from God, and you're passing that you're getting and your feelings, you're passing it along into your books. I mean, I think that's wonderful. It's like channeling almost.
It is channeling.
Well, listen, wonderful, and we're just about out of time. Frank McKay here with Barbara Hardy and angelconnections.com, a special lady, and has a special message there. And Barbara, in closing, in about a minute, how do people get in touch with you? How do people get in touch with their higher self? How do the people get in touch with and listeners get in touch with their spirit?
Okay, through meditation, and if they don't meditate, they can start out with just putting a prayer out and asking that their angels, their spirit guides, their higher self, even Jesus will come to anyone who calls upon him, and lots of times he's with us even though we don't know it. So you can call upon it and ask that they help you with whatever situation is that you have that you might be struggling with. And you can also ask if they would help you to develop a two-way conversation, or you could come to one of my classes.
Just wonderful. Just absolutely wonderful. Angelconnection.com. Go there. You will not be disappointed. Barbara Hardy, thank you very much.
Thank you, Frank. Talk to you next week.
We'll see you all next week on Breaking It Down. And please binge listen to everything that we're doing. So important, and it doesn't have to be in any particular order. Barbara Hardy, again, angelconnections.com. We'll be signing off. We'll see you next week on Breaking It Down.